spelled Donlin.
D-O-N-L-I-N. Uh-huh. And Bert had suggested to me that what I needed to do was to make hay with the fact that Brennan was a judicial name. So he had suggested to me that I have and since I had run before and I had supporters already in the community, this was a legitimate thing for me to put on my billboard. Keep supporting for your common pleas judge Thomas E. Brennan. So the three words when you were coming down the road quickly in your car was keep judge Brennan. Okay? But the full message was keep supporting for your common pleas judge Thomas E. Brennan. Well, I thought, gee, that sounds pretty good. So we bought the billboards and we hung them up and so forth. And old Judge Cartwright, who was one of the candidates, who was an incumbent judge, was going home on the bus and he saw this billboard and he just went into a rage, called the Bar Association and the Ethics Committee, and we suddenly had the phones ringing off the walls. And Louis Rockwell, who was a partner in... Kenny Radom and Rockwell, was my campaign finance chairman, and a good man and a good counselor. I remember him with this crisis meeting we were having around the table, and Louis saying we were going to have to take the billboards down, and me saying they cost us too much money, we'll never be able to raise the money, and he insisting we'd somehow find the money to redo the billboards. So in fact we did. We redid the billboards, What it basically did was it said Thomas E. Brennan for Common Pleas Judge. So from a distance, what it did, it changed the message from keep Judge Brennan to Brennan Judge. I mean, that was the main push. But at least it was a legitimate billboard. They couldn't stop us from doing that. But I remember that, and it was also the campaign in which, toward the end. No, I think it was perhaps in the primary, because it was very cold weather. I had a group of fellows from the Polish Legion of American Veterans, post number 4, the Abraham Lincoln post, down on the west side of Detroit, near Michigan Avenue, Lanyo, that area. And they were great supporters of mine, and we got a bunch of hard hats, construction hard hats. And we made these signs on maybe 7 or 10 foot poles. And the signs themselves were, I'm going to say, 2 by 2 squares, great big 24 inch by 24 inch squares. And each square had one letter of my name in it. We were using the papers left over from the billboards, okay? So there were 7 of them, and they spelled out the name Brennan. And on the back of those signs, spell out the word judge. And I guess one of them said in small letters 4, and then there was a blank, and then there was J-U-D-G-E, judge, so 5. So there were 7 billboards as well on the back. So these fellows would march in a row, a single file, and as they carried the signs, it read Brennan. And on signal, they would twist the signs in their hand, and it would change like a walking Venetian blind. It would change and say, for judge, Brennan, for judge, Brennan, for judge. So that was great. And we then took this little entourage to the freeway going downtown Detroit and the pedestrian overpass down near the Herman Kiefer Hospital. And Ford Hospital in that area near the boulevard. And there was one great stretch there where there was this pedestrian overpass and probably 3/4 of a mile of straightaway with no bridges or overpasses to interrupt you, where you could see this pedestrian overpass coming up. And at a strategic time at about 7 o'clock in the morning on a busy work day, we got this little... army of hard-headed Polish veterans to march over, back and forth over the freeway with the sign, twisting it in their hands on command, read Brennan for judge, Brennan for judge. Well, the result of it was, as the motorists approached the overpass, they were curious of this doing up on the overpass, and they would tend to slow their vehicles down and look up through their windshields to see what was happening. And so if you can imagine, on a busy weekday morning, the traffic, which normally goes through there at maybe 50 miles an hour, is now going through at about 25 miles an hour, and they're backed up from the Ford Hospital at the Grand Boulevard all the way out to 8 Mile Road. And it is a massive, massive traffic jam. In due course, a police officer arrives on his motorcycle and tells us to get off of there. Get off that overpass. What are you doing up there? And Dick Maher, my campaign manager and law partner, and I are there to tell the officer that our friends are merely exercising their constitutional rights and they will not get off the overpass. Well, he huff-bustered a little bit, but of course we told him we were lawyers and he wasn't going to bother us. But in very shortly, the squad car shows up. After that, the sergeant shows up. After that, the lieutenant shows up from the station. What's going on here? And they're all the same story we go through. Well, in due course, Channel 4 showed up, or Channel 7, whoever, and they get the TV pictures of these guys walking over the overpass and so forth, and the sign changing from Brennan to Ford Judge. Well, once that happened, we were ready to come off of the overpass and let the traffic go. They hauled us into the station and gave us a lecture. In the meantime, they had lawyers downtown trying to figure out what we were doing that was wrong, and they had nothing to charge us with, so they let it go. But that, of course, hit the news that night, hit the newspapers, attracted a lot of attention from a lot of different people.